Proverbs chapter 11. And we'll begin reading in verse number 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for its teachings. And Lord, I just pray at this time, Lord, give me the wisdom and the words to preach, thus saith the Lord. I pray you guide and direct. And Lord, we pray that you're glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my message, if you're taking notes this evening, A Wise Soul Winner. A Wise Soul Winner. We as Christians ought to desire to be wise. The Bible says in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. We attribute wisdom to reverence towards a holy God. Our heart's motivation should come from our love for our God. What guides and directs us ought to be God. God ought to be the one who has control in our lives. He has to be the one who has preeminence in our lives. He needs to be the one who is directing our lives. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We want to be good men. We want to be wise. Our knowledge of him gives us understanding. We can look at life as Christians. We can look at the world around us, and we can see things as they ought to be seen. We have a filter. We have the Word of God. It enables us to peer through things and see things as they ought to be seen. The natural man, when they look at the world around them, all they see is the sky and the earth and its beauty and all these things. But they don't see the spiritual side of things. They don't understand that there's spiritual warfare out there. They don't understand that the wages of sin is death. They need to be taught these things. They need to be preached these things. They need to understand that there is a way that seems right on the man, and thereof is the ways of death. We can see things differently, not because we are better than they are, but because of what God has done in our hearts and lives. It is what Christ did in us that makes the difference. We understand that we live in a sin-cursed world, and the effects of sin is all around us. It has been stated that by righteous living, wise people attract other people, and as a result, they can turn many souls away from foolishness and towards righteousness. Those who would win souls have a need of wisdom, and they need to have the wisdom that it takes to win souls to the Lord. The Bible says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. James puts it like this in James 5:20, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Our lives ought to reflect the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in all that we say or do. If we are going to be a wise soul winner, we need to live like Christ. Matthew 5:13 says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our lives as Christians can be trees of life. It can be a tree that draws people of this world to its branches so that we can share with the hungry soul their need for Jesus. We need to let our light shine to make sure that we are being examples of the Lord Jesus Christ so that more people than just us can become Christians. This evening we're going to look at the tree of life, the importance of winning souls, the wisdom required to win souls, and the reward for winning souls. First of all, number one, being a tree of life. Letter A, The fruit is produced by the righteous. What do you mean the fruit is produced by the righteous? We must never forget that the ability and capability of living in the Christian life is not natural. It's supernatural. It comes from God. Our ability to be all that we need to be cannot be found in our own strengths. We need to rely upon the one who gives us strength. We need to rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 5, I've read it already, but I'll read it again. 13, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. There are many who will try to live a righteous life to draw others to know Christ. But it pales in comparison to those who do know Christ and can live a righteous life by his grace. What I mean by that, there are some people in this world, they desire to do good, they're religious, they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In order for us to be what we need to be, in order to have the fruit of the righteous, it takes more than just trying. It takes a relationship with Christ himself. It takes knowing who God is. The work that Christ does in the Christian's life, it is what makes them a tree of life. It is what makes them, gives them the fruit of the righteous. Those lives that Christ has touched and changed, to them is the ability to produce fruit of the righteous. Their lives are different than what they used to be. Their lives are changed. Those who are saved are now a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 the following. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we as ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. We want to be ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We read this evening, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. One of the greatest ways we can be what God needs us to be is by submitting to him and giving our lives to him and doing works for him, living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not living for ourselves, not living for this world, but living for the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us a responsibility to be in his ambassador. We have been changed, we're new creatures, not so that we can continue on in the old ways, but we can continue on in the new way, in the way that is pleasing to Christ. We bring others to Christ by our lives and how we live them. If we're going to be the soul winner God wants us to be, we need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:12, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Our good works are important in being a fruitful Christian. Having our conversation among our lifestyle honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against us as evildoers, they may, by our good works, glorify God in the day of visitation. When we live for Christ and we submit to Christ, regardless of what people may say, regardless of what people will tell you, they will see Christ in you. And the day of visitation, the day of judgment, there will be no denying what you were, who you were and who you served and the impact that you had on their lives. When we live for the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be distinctly different. People will see Christ in us. Our good works are important in being that fruitful Christian and being that person who brings people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. The Bible says in Titus 3:8 that we are to maintain good works. These are good and profitable unto men. If we live a life where we maintain good works, that is, we submit to the Bible, we live the Bible in our lives, we love the brethren, as the Bible says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If we give our life to Christ, then we will be that fruit of the righteous, will be that tree of life, because we will draw men to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by our example. And God encourages us to be that type of person. The good works that we allow Christ to do in and through us by yielding to him is profitable unto men. Not only do we see that being a tree of life, the fruit is produced by the righteous, it is produced by those who are Christians, but that this fruit gives life. Letter B. The fruit gives life. The fruit gives life because it brings people to a place where they'll place their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says the following in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But if and ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that have falsely accused you your good conversation in Christ. We maintain good works, we live the life that God intends us to live so that we can be the person that can give them life. And how do we give them life? It's not we give life, but it is the Lord Jesus Christ that gives life. The Bible says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. People don't find life in you and I, but they find life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we maintain good works, we live for the Lord Jesus Christ, we can give an answer to the hope that is within us. They may speak evil of us. They might condemn us. But their heart, and ultimately in the day of judgment, it will come to be evident, will prove and even tell them that what we are saying is true. They will, when we live for Christ and do what we ought to do, and we be the example we ought to be, it will bring people to a place where we can share with them the good news that Jesus saves. Which brings me to my next point this evening. This is where winning souls comes into play. In order for us to be winner of souls, we first need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't just go into this world and preach the gospel, although that will do the work that God intends us to do. The gospel will go forward, and when it is shared, it does still do a work. But it can not do the work that God intends it to do unless we live like the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. There are so many times that you'll hear amongst people who know the truth, they know the gospel, but yet they'll say stuff like this. I don't believe that because so-and-so says that they believe in Jesus, but they just drink and party all week. I don't believe that because the people I know who proclaim the gospel, they don't care about anything to do with spiritual things. And that is why it's so important. It's so important because the truth, when it's proclaimed, the gospel, it is true regardless of what people's response is. But how we present it and how it is given can make a world of difference in someone's life. And that is where we need to be wise. The importance, there are many factors in being wise. And first of all, we need to understand is the importance of winning souls. Roman numeral number 2 is the importance of winning souls. The wisdom in winning souls is, first, there's the importance of winning souls. Winning souls is a significant achievement that requires wisdom. The soul, in its essence, is a person's being. And winning over God's side is a valuable accomplishment. And this will help us to understand why it is wise, the importance of winning souls. Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And we'll begin reading in verse 18, Matthew chapter 28. And we'll read verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even until the end of the world. Amen. The Bible says, He that winneth souls is wise. Why is it important to win souls? What makes it wise? Because it is what Christ has commanded us to do. It is a direction. It is what God has instructed us to do. He said, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And he says, Go ye therefore. And teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. It is a wise thing to do because it is what God wants us to do. When he left this earth, he left us with this instruction, to be a witness, to share the gospel, to share the good news. This is the work in which we are laborers together with God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and following, Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. We know it is important. We know it is wise because there's nothing more valuable to God than that of a lost soul. We know it is important because God loves lost souls. God loves the world. God loves those who are dying and on their way to hell. He showed this by his work at Calvary and by his response to those who accept this work that he did at Calvary by putting their faith on him. Why else would there be such rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth? Turn your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 15. Luke, chapter 15, and verse number 1, Luke 15, and verse number 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise should joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, they say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. It makes it wise to be a winner of souls because it pleases God. And we know that it pleases God because of the response of God when one sinner repents. When that one lost person comes to that place in their life where they understand their need for the Lord Jesus Christ and they repent. The Bible says they're rejoicing in heaven. That is why it is important for us to understand the wisdom of winning souls. It is important to God. Not only is there importance of winning souls, there is wisdom required to win souls. The wisdom required to win souls. Winning souls requires wisdom, which is the ability to apply knowledge and experience to achieve a desired outcome. This wisdom comes from above and is found in the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. God's Word gives us the wisdom we need in order to be a soul winner. It has given us the tools we need in order to be that witness that God wants us to be. We don't have to go seeking for some special way. We need to rely upon the way that God has provided us. We need to go to His Word and ask God, what is it He wants us to do? How are we to be that soul winner that God wants us to be? God's word is the best bait for the lost soul because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And people need faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary in order to have eternal life. They need to place their trust in him because there's no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And they need that faith. But when it comes to winning the souls, we need to be mindful of our audience as well. That is part of being wise because the Word of God speaks of this. Brother Mead spoke on this last Wednesday when he taught us how to witness to a Muslim. We need to be mindful of our audience, who it is we're preaching to, who it is that we're speaking to. And you might think to yourself, why is that important? Because the Bible speaks of its importance. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll begin reading in verse number 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 18. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 18, What is my reward then? Verily that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to the Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. We need to know our audience so that we can win our audience. We need to know the culture of the people we're witnessing to, where they're at, and reach them where they're at. And we have to do this with wisdom. This is not watering down the Word of God and its doctrine. I am never for changing the Word of God in order to please people, but rather it's knowing where the people are at culturally, where they're at in their life, and be an example unto them. It's never okay to do evil so that good may come. The Bible says in Romans 3:8, and not rather as we be slanderously reported, and some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. Even 1 Corinthians 9:21 stated this, To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without love. What is he saying is that he isn't going to live like the world in order to reach the world. But those without law, he's saying those who are Gentiles and not Jews, they're not under the law. I'm going to live, when I'm with the Gentiles, I'm going to live according to their culture. When I'm with the Jews, I live according to their culture. Whoever I'm with, I'm going to be the best way as I can be without disobeying God. I'm going to reach them where they're at. I'm going to be part of the common people. I'm not going to put myself up on a pedestal, but I'm going to meet them where they're at. God is encouraging us to reach people where they're at in life. We need to have discernment to know when and how to share the gospel message, and the patience to persevere in the face of rejection or resistance. This takes wisdom that God will give us if we ask him. God will enable us if we ask him for the wisdom that we need. And finally, there is the reward for winning souls. The reward for winning souls. We were thinking about wisdom this evening and wisdom in winning souls. One of the reasons why it's wise to win souls is because there's rewards for winning souls. The rewards are given to us from God. The Bible teaches that those who win souls will shine like the stars in the sky. According to Daniel 12:3, it says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Winning souls brings great joy and fulfillment to the soul winner and to God. It will make you stand out. The Bible says you'll shine like the stars in the sky. When it comes the day when we are with Christ, though comes the day when we are going to be the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the greatest rewards you're going to have is seeing the people that you brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. Seeing those people that you gave your lives, our lives to as an example, living that life that God wanted us to live, to bring them to a place where they place their trust in him. Knowing that by your example, you are able to make a difference. There will come a day in which we will be judged according to our works for the Lord, and those we have won to the Lord for the Lord will be crowns that we'll be able to lay at Jesus' feet. They'll be precious jewels. The Bible says the following in regards to this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Turn there if you would. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. Philippians chapter 3. In verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crowned, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Paul's joy and crown was his brethren. It was people who trusted in Christ. Our rewards are more than just as we think of the precious jewels, the gold, and all those things. If we're faithful to the Christ, even when we give a cup of cold water in his name, the Bible says God doesn't forget that there's a reward for that. But one of the greatest rewards that we'll have in heaven is knowing that we had an impact on someone's life, and that they're there because we were faithful to Jesus. We did what we were supposed to do. To see, not only is this going to be one of the greatest rewards, but there is also the joy knowing that these people that we've won to Christ are also following in our footsteps, and they're becoming wise soul winners. They're people who are giving their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're living for him. They're maintaining good works. They understand the importance of winning souls because it is important to Jesus. We know it's important to Jesus because he gave his life for this world, for that one lost soul. We know that it's important because there's rejoicing in heaven. As we consider being that wise soul winner, knowing God and his desires and following him in his desires will make us to bear much fruit so that we can be that tree of life. Giving our lives to Christ and maintaining good works enables us to bear fruit so that we can bring people to a place where they'll see Jesus in us, so that we can tell them about Jesus and what he did for them, to enable us to be that soul winner God wants us to be. And of course, that takes wisdom. And we need to know people where they're at and where they're at in life so that we can reach them for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what it takes to be a wise soul winner. Simply put, it's just giving our lives to Christ and doing what he tells us to do and being an example as we ought to be, being like him, so that we can tell others of the hope that is within us so that they'll come to trust in Christ as well. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the strength that you provide. And Lord, I pray you'd help each and every one of us to have